I'd like to call the December 19th meeting of Ways and Means to order. Resolution 400, amending the 2022 budget. Second.
I'll second.
So this has minor amendments, but they didn't get circulated, so we'll bring it next year.
Okay, can I motion postpone them all?
I'll make a motion postpone.
Second. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
546, authorizing chair of legislature to an agreement with Hudson River Drinking Water and Municipal Council.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Post, okay. 615, authorizing chair of legislature to an agreement with Soil and Water as presented before you.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
625 is a bond, have a motion?
What's it?
Hold on a sec.
Ulster County Community College.
Any objection to blocking all of the bonds together?
None.
I have none. Motion, second.
I'll second.
Favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
So which ones were they?
That's 25, 27, 29, 31, 36.
No, 37.
I'm sorry, 37. I can't read. I was looking at 37.
39, 42, 45.
Yeah.
What about 676?
And 676. No.
Yeah.
Does anybody?
Oh, that's the late.
Is anybody on this committee gonna have a problem with the late?
No.
All right, then I got no problem blocking that as well. So that included the bond.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, 648, approving exchange of contract amendment for $21,720.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Post, carry. 651, approving exchange of contract amendment $50,000 for rail. Second.
Second.
Discussion, let's have a moment.
Did you get anywhere, I think you had mentioned last meeting that you were gonna try to look into some rebuilding things. I know Tracy said the same thing.
Yeah, legislative Nolan forwarded me the noise ordinance for Shandaken. It was 56, I think, or 59 decibels.
57.
Residential, 53 decibels between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. is 64 decibels, I think.
That's business zones.
I'm sorry, 57.
Dennis, why didn't you just say something?
But I also had a lot of questions about enforcement. We were saying there's gonna be rubber put on, which had been tried earlier. So what I saw to no avail, but where's the timing? When are they gonna be put on? Who's gonna enforce? We had a lot of questions about running during electrical storms. That's why I wanted the head of DPW here, because his name I see throughout all these different contracts as the point. And the residents, when they talk to him, what I'm told is he actually doesn't have much to do with this. And that's why I wanted to talk to him, as well as we had some issues, some concerns about reimbursements and how that came about. And now it's the new contract, I think, speaks to it in a way it hadn't been spoken in the past. And I have all these reimbursements. A lot of them have overtime. They're being charged overtime to fix different things, and we're paying for it all. Sometimes we have canceled checks with receipts. Sometimes we just have canceled checks. There was an overall feel with all these different contracts in the financial system. It was kind of confusing to try to follow, because there's multiple contracts that had something to do with COVID. But I see where that lines up or is spoken to. It just looks like different contracts. And I know it's not just called contracts, but it's confusing because there's all contracts at the top of these agreements, and I didn't write it. But are we going to look into make sure that this reimbursement process is properly done, and what we've been doing in the past has been approved by us? And in this upcoming agreement, I think we need to be a little more black and white about what we're going to pay for, because it's already pretty boxed amount, especially from what I hear compared to what other municipalities charge to use the track in other parts of the state and country. But I don't see any of that done.
Question, Alan?
Yes, in terms of this permit being on a contract form, it's on the standard contract form from purchasing, but it's clearly labeled in the document that it is a permit. I think it says permit and license. In terms of the reimbursements, I think that it's a valid point in terms of Relic Floors and the Castle Mountain Railroad, both the rail entities using this portal that we should look into. It is better, more clearly addressed in the proposed extension of the permit. And I think that it's fair to say that there have been multiple people who have various management functions on the corridor. The commissioner of DPW's management function was to deal with the physical corridor. So if a tree is down, if there's a washout, something like that, that is my understanding of the intended function of commissioner of DPW being on that. I think that in prior administrations and earlier in the management of these permits, there were specific people assigned who were project managers, Chris White first, and then John Mildrum, and following the both of them leaving, the Department of Planning has picked that, well, Chris White was in the Department of Planning, so Department of Planning has picked that up, and I think that if they want to continue being the point of contact, that would be fine, but I also anticipate with the new executive coming in that we could have an appointment that would be more of that overall manager that would be more helpful to the neighbors and anybody else who wants to get this kind of information. And so I'm certainly going to recommend that in consultation with planning. So I think that there's the providing this, and the several issues that were put on the table, I was trying to take notes. The coding for the rails that has been proposed, the one that was used didn't work, didn't stick to the rails sufficiently. So the company's proposal is to try something else that would work better, and that's what hasn't been tried yet. The going ahead with this extension allows that trial to go into place, and we get information that would inform an eventual RFP, which is contemplated for both the CMRR and, well, I should say both the Kingston section and the Phoenicia section, the east and the west, in 2023. So this allows the vendor to continue. It has provisions for a noise study. It gets us to a better place, and I think that we'll get the information. I think it does require, kind of a compromise in terms of asking the vendor to, writing into the permit that the vendor provide the noise study and then take action based on that. And so we've asked for the neighbors to give the chance for that to happen. It's an important contract for the community in terms of the amount of economic development it brings to the community. And so I think requiring the vendor to address the concerns that have been raised is right, but we ought to give them a chance to do that.
Mr. Mark? I was just going to ask if there was a compelling reason why we had to adopt this month, or does the contract permit hold over if we don't? There's no holdover?
I'm not aware of any in the permit. That's why it's an extension.
Copy that. All right, thanks.
And they don't run until April or something. Anyway, so it's not like we do it in a month.
My concern is a lot of the times with these permits, and I think with the rail one in the past, if we don't extend it, they have to get their stuff off of the line, which is at expense.
Do they have a lot of stuff on the line? These bikes stay on the line year round?
On the property.
Well, they're on the property, yeah.
But you also have the issue of advertising. If they're going to open up for an April season start, then we wouldn't approve it till February. So if we don't approve it tonight, so February is not a whole lot of time to approve and then get the word out to start, I'm assuming, taking bookings.
For clarification and to hear from Legislator Maloney, like, what would change? Like, what would you hope to hear or learn?
Well, for one, I want the next contract. Right now I have it's literally referred to as a side letter agreement where we ended up giving them thousands of dollars. I don't know if this was approved by the legislature, and we just added it to this contract, and then they charged, we started cutting them checks for thousands of dollars. One was a $3,000 check for a crossing signal. I don't know if these are capital improvements, what we would consider capital improvements. A lot of them are overtime charges for someone they brought in to do different things.
So you're requesting more of an audit of the expenses
before
approval.
But I don't know
if
this next contract is, and the individuals that live up there brought forth all these issues with, there was a car accident with one of the rail bikes. They feel it's, there's some dangerous situations that are coming up. They've run through electrical storms. I mean, there are a lot of different, then we have the noise complaints that we're doing a study, whatever that means and whenever that will come out. But I think this needs to lead up into an RFP, that if these studies come back and the rubber doesn't work, which I've seen video of the rubber that they tried to put down last year not working. People couldn't even pedal through it. It's metal on metal. It doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine putting rubber down and then putting a train across it and think it's going to work? These are mini trains. None of these questions are being answered, and it's, I mean, I just don't know how we move forward without answering these questions. I've talked to people from the planning board, the zoning board, and the town board up in Shandaken, and they are on the side of these, the citizens that live up there with all these questions. They feel, I kind of got the impression they feel like they're being railroaded by the county. And I just think it's no way to act. When you start looking into how this particular company behaved in another part of the state, it's the same things you're hearing. They were pushed out, they brought in a different company. They're happy with them up there. I've heard some of this from one of the zoning or planning board members that traveled up there himself and did some research. So I don't really care about postponing or what that could mean for advertisement. We have to get this right for the people that we represent. We don't represent this business that's made a ton of money that we somehow pick just them. I mean, and from my experience being up there and talking to these residents, this company hasn't always acted in good faith.
I should have came.
Thanks. So, Legislator Maloney, I'm looking at the contract or whatever we're going to call it on 5.2, where it says capital expenditures, where it says the they'll be allowed to do $5,000 per year with the approval of the DPW. Is that the max that we're talking about, $5,000 a year total?
Yeah.
For capital improvements that the county's going to be on the hook for?
Where is that from? Is that from the new contract?
I'm assuming
now
it is.
Now we placed it in there. We literally did that with a letter.
Well, I'm just asking, is that what you're referring to? Because I'm trying to wrap my head around the thousands of dollars that we're talking about that you mentioned over and over again about...
Well, over a five-year period.
Okay, over a five-year period, which would mean that could be up to $25,000, $5,000 a year with the approval of the DPW along the way for those improvements, right? That's what the contract says.
Yes,
right?
DPW, so, which is, I'm not sure why they would be.
Yeah, I mean, so
putting no one has any issue with the fact that this was just added after the legislature approved the contract a couple of years ago. The head of DPW just made an agreement with this private business and said, "We're going to cut you do things."
Well, it's in the contract. I wasn't here for the last contract, so I am here for this one. And the one that I'm looking at does have that stipulation in it. And it also, to a couple of your other points about the noise and safety, they agreed to do a noise study, right, and make the necessary changes, whatever is appropriate, to keep within the town guidelines. So I'm okay with that.
We're 5 years in.
So we can't go back and change what's happened in the past. What we have to focus on is what we're looking at going forward, and this is what we're looking at going forward. That's my opinion, right? I mean, if I could go back and change the clock, I'd change a lot of things, but I can't.
Have you been up there?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, actually. Have you talked to the neighbors?
I have not, but I'm satisfied that the amendments to the contract, including this noise study and the multiple options for remediation of the noise, I think that when that's all said and done, I think that the neighbors will. I don't know that they'll be happy, but it'll certainly show the good faith on the part of the county to do what our responsibility is to, keep the noise to a minimum if we can around the residential neighborhoods. It's already a quiet zone, right? I think it's a 1,000-foot quiet zone there. And then we're going to take further action to study that noise and see if we can do something about it. I mean, I don't know, short of not giving them the contract and telling them to go pound salt, I don't know what else we can do as a legislature here. you know, honestly. I think we've voiced our opinion. We listened to what the neighbor said. We included that into the contract, what we can do, what our obligation is to do. And so for those reasons, I'm perfectly fine with the way this contract is written this time.
Yeah, I think it's important to remind the committee and legislators that this was an RFP. So though it is a private company, they bid for and obtain this permit in order to benefit the county. The reason we put it out to RFP is that the people in that community, my district as a whole, have been asking for economic development for as long as I've lived here, over 3 decades. And so there are benefits to the residents. I acknowledge that there are harms to these residents who live right along the track, and we're trying to balance that. Quiet zone, I think, was a good idea, but I don't think it has worked completely, and that's part of what we've experienced over the 5 years. The building of the fence to try to reduce noise and visual impacts was an attempt, but it hasn't really been successful. So the complaints have continued, the burden has continued, and we're trying to do more, but also balancing that against the demonstrable economic benefit that this company, which won the Tourism Company of the Year Award from the Chamber of Ulster County Chamber of Commerce, has brought to the region. So it is a balancing. I think the points that Legislator Cahill is making is that there's a real attempt to improve even this extension, and that would lead to potentially further improvements in a future RFP. And we need to know whether these further efforts can, what the noise is currently and whether further efforts can reduce it. And I think maybe going back to the quiet zone in a more forceful way, because I think the burden is greater if the noise extends over 30 minutes of the cars running along there than if it's over in 7 minutes. Whatever the level of the sound is. Trying to work on all these places to achieve a better situation for the neighborhood is important.
Yeah, I want to just acknowledge and bring to your attention that on revenue contracts such as this, there's a transparency issue for the Comptroller's Office where there are deductions from payment. We normally would review any expenditure of the county. When the expenditure is made by an outside party on reducing their revenues coming into the county, we do not see that, we do not review it. I am not even clear who on this contract would be reviewing those reductions in revenues coming to the county. So I wanted you to know that we don't have eyes on that. Thanks.
Yeah, that's because it's a reimbursement. So there's really no process for oversight. So no one's been looking at the, and I know, Brian, it's just a couple of grand. Just a couple of grand of tax dollars. Who cares? So prediction, this RFP will go out before we even get the results of the sound study, so the sound study won't matter. Prediction, the rubber won't work. Prediction, nothing changes, nothing gets done. These people continue on the same way they've been treated so far. And I apologize to you guys, I'm trying, but you see what I deal with at times. So I don't know what else we're gonna get out of this. Approve it, like we always do.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 654, approving exclusive contract for rates anticipated to see 50,000 for air.
I'll move it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Legislator Maloney. 665, amend the 2023 county budget to accept funds from your State Department of Education.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 666, approving exclusive contract
I'll
for.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
John, there was a
question.
This was.
Legislator Maloney, come on. Were you talking about this one? Okay.
Thank you.
We'll raise your hand.
There was a question that Laura Petit had. I don't know if that was addressed.
The information was distributed.
Was provided to
us? It was distributed.
Did that one.
All right. Forthcoming resolutions over there. Controller Gallagher, do you have anything? Controller Gallagher, do you have anything?
Yes, I do. I want to note that we sent out a risk assessment survey to Massachusetts legislature.
I gotta do that.
Several people noted that it's a challenging time frame. We understand that. Just let us know. We want your input. We want your input anytime. throughout the year, every year that you're serving, and even once you leave county service. So I just want people to know, you know, if we're going to public, I'm going to be received by that date. But obviously, if you can't answer by that date, we want your materials as soon as possible. And then I also want to tell you that we continue to struggle with access to financial systems. This is no joke. And in reviewing the financial system New World Today and looking at the different types of access I have, there are literally like over 60% of the view-only options in modules are not available to me. So I am hoping that you will work with me and the new executive to make sure that we can see every single part. There should be no book or record in the financial accounts that we do not have access to. We are working on a piecemeal basis where when I need something, I ask for it. That is unacceptable from an internal audit perspective. So I want you to know that our ability to fully function is impaired, and we will hopefully be bringing you more on that and seeking your support.
I think sometimes, how do you know what you're not seeing either if you don't, if you're not seeing it? I've been hearing this, we've been having this conversation for 4 or 5 years now.
Just do a resolution.
But in the legislative office.
Maybe we should do a resolution. County comptroller and the county legislature should have access to
all. Allowed to have it anyway. It's by statute. So
I agree with you,
file in Article 78 against the exec's office. I mean, that's the only, I mean, just not to speak side, but the conversation really is, we're just as powerless, unfortunately, as you are with this, and the only remedy that I would see other than the cooperation would be in Article 78. I don't know what else we could do to get you access. I mean, we've discussed this for several times. And
I thought it was a software
issue. And I'm on the email exchanges where they are trying to work. I know that it's not...
Right.
It's not as easy as us checking boxes within the software system, is I think what we've been finding through these conversations, right?
I'm not going to say, because I've never sat down at with Alan Macaluso and Bert Golnick. I've never been extended that courtesy to sit down and see what their access is. When I've compared my access to somebody like Ken Juris, I can tell you there are parts of the system he can see that I cannot see, and we need to take a comprehensive approach to it. I am in the place where I have to speak publicly to my constituents about my lack of access, because I cannot see and I cannot feel comfortable in my ability to provide oversight. And I've been trying not to do that, but I'm in the place where I have to.
Yeah, so let me ask this question, Comptroller Gallagher, while we have the exec's office sitting here. So do you feel that there's resistance coming from the exec's office? They're not putting in,
is an effort right now, because we've really stepped it up at the end of the year, but I feel like there is direct resistance from the finance department to provide full access.
But they're cooperating, but not in a timely manner. Would that be a fair assessment?
They're starting to cooperate. Maybe that's because we have a change of administration happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
President Erner?
Just about the survey, are there other options to submit it? I saw that it's supposed to be anonymous online. People fill out the paper and hand it in.
Yeah, sure.
That's what Joanne
asked. There's a space for a name, so I didn't understand it to be anonymous.
We are going to anonymize any comments that we use from your what you give us.
Thanks
and
no,
by the way, I don't think I need
that. That's how IBM does it. Sign out.
With regards to access, why wouldn't we just bring in an IT firm, a neutral IT firm, and have them sit down with all parties and go through and report to us and tell us what it would take? And this is going on years and years and years.
I mean, aren't we pretty close to having to go out for an RFP for a new system? Or we just did?
A couple of years.
I mean, you know, I would hesitate to spend a lot of money to, you know, have to exercise this fight at least until the new executive's in, only because, you know, she's made a conscious effort to, you know, I think mend some of the fences that the former county executive broke down. So
I think we've also been working actively. I know Joanne is actively meeting with the controller's office and trying to address these, like, certainly short staff, but there's a very active conversation going on where I guess there's no intentional resistance to it. I'll speak for the exec's office for sure that we are trying to solve the issue. I guess that's the best I can do right now. Certainly in terms of resources, we lack them today, but it's not for lack of intent to fix them.
I mean, if I could, if things aren't in a much better place and the comptroller comes to us after the first quarter of the year,
yeah,
I'd be in favor of taking further action. But I want to at least give our incoming county executive the benefit of the doubt that she's going to come in with a new philosophy.
So I just, this is why I'm bringing this to you. I want you to know this is not a situation with the new executive, and so I wanted you to know there are these problems existing, because I don't want to be coming to you in 2 months and saying there's a problem, and you're thinking it has to do with the incoming executive.
Understood.
It doesn't. This is a long-standing problem. But here's our situation. We ask, we discover one thing at a time that we can't get. We could not get the backup for the assets for the county on our financial statement. We had to go in and specifically ask for that. I didn't even know that I couldn't see it. So we don't want to take a piecemeal approach that's one thing at a time. Joanna Contreras is being responsive to each individual item brought, but that is not fixing the overall problem.
Mm-hmm.
We are blind to what we're blind to. We cannot see what we cannot see.
I think we should bring in New World.
That's what I was just going to say.
I mean, it's just
kind of
silly that, like, I didn't mean to get you.
I was going to say that, but I also feel really like deja vu all over again. I feel like several months ago, that's exactly what we came to after this conversation, is bring in New World. They know what they have to do, and so why don't you just all sit down and have a meeting and bring New World in, and...
Yeah.
I mean, have you tried to bring in New World? And
we've called them ourselves to understand how the...
Right, but bring them in and, like, actually have them sit down. Not you. I'm saying to Chris,
I haven't been, like...
Right, but you're the only exec person here, so
I
think they need to come, and they're the ones who know exactly what's blocking you, and probably are the ones who can unblock you.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Just one more thing. I sent you an email, I didn't hear anything back about it, but as far as that sales tax agreement, I know I've talked to Jim out in the town of Ulster, We're over, so that kicks in that meeting with the city of Kingston and the executive to negotiate, giving a little more to the towns, correct?
That was for the last year.
No.
The email I have from you is for about the
everybody
Brendan.
Else got it.
I thought you'd do it.
Well, they got their payment from the year.
Yes, but this will be 2022 overages, so if we pay them before February, it will come out of 2022, which I think is the best... budgetary.
We don't certify the receipts. That's not part of the agreement. So we have to certify the books and all the.
I've spoken to Jim at length. He's a pretty smart guy. Quickly thinks.
Yeah, I'll go up to the agreement that we exercised last time, where upon receipt, upon confirmation of what we received that year, that's when we make the assessment.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't close the books until the end of
April,
March.
But you can get it down to within 95% accurate, so the vast majority of the money that we'd be giving the towns would come out of the 22 budget, not the 23. We should all want to do that with the 22 budget surplus, not knowing what 23 looks like.
So
there's not many accounts.
I'm not necessarily saying that's
we can take it from the fund now.
Not a good idea. I'm just saying that wasn't what the original approved, like, we agreed on something, and I think that's a different path, and I think we would need to go through the necessary.
I don't know what you're
meaning we the in the resolution that we approved it kind of delineates the timing, and that's why when the timing came up a few months ago, we processed it, and I get it that it has this sort of longer delayed process, but that's how we've established it. So I think that it's a question of changing. You would, if you wanted to go back and make an actual resolution that changed that, but
no,
you know,
the resolution doesn't speak to how you do it. What I'm saying is, if you want to take the money from the 2022 budget, well, we decide to give the towns like we did. If we decide to do it again, there is time to maneuver it to take the money from the 2022 budget. If Ways and Means does not want to explore that, then don't.
So can we take it from the fund balance?
That's where it comes from anyway.
Right, so it's for all intents and purposes, coming from 2022.
My God, that's not a budget territory. I mean, that's not a...
I mean, the agreement is what it is, right? And we can't, unless we come up with a new agreement, which we have to get the city of Kingston to agree to,
right?
And so, short of that, the only thing we can do is, you know, make an attempt and to take it from the fund balance, which we would do anyway. So I'm not sure what the purpose of doing it earlier would achieve if we're doing that anyway. We have an agreement that was passed, agreed to by the... I'm just trying to understand what you're asking us to do.
When we tie up the 2022 budget, it will be in there.
we would, if you want to look at a budget that way, the fund balance in 2019 is the same thing about as fund balance in 2025. Look at a budget that way. I don't look at a budget that way. No accountant looks at a budget that way. If you want to tie up 2022 and take it out of that, so in 2000, technically in 2023, you're not taking it from. But
we will not even have full knowledge of what we've received in 2022 for another 60 days.
We don't close the books yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we.
So there's no. That's why we put in the agreement that we would meet with the city no later than May 1st. So we have time to close the books, certify the revenues, and then discuss if there is going to be additional sharing. That's what the agreement says in front of me.
Not just so, you know. And Supervisor Quigley, you know, is he speaking as the head of the Supervisors Association? Because my understanding at the time of this agreement, the Supervisors Association was very happy with this agreement, right?
And by the way, he hasn't called me, and I represent the town. He
That's what I'm just,
me.
Were you saying they don't, now the association doesn't support the agreement?
I'm convinced we're talking about two different things, and I think we should go ahead and we got a Christmas party tonight. I can't do it with you guys.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm literally just asking a question. So you're saying that?
No, no.
Does he want us to?
No, no. He's totally happy with you. Really. He asked me about this
because. Controller Gallagher.
Yeah, I just would note, like, maybe there are towns that are feeling pinch point, and an earlier payment would be better. We paid the 21 overage payment in August. Of 22. So that's the question I have. Like, are there towns that are struggling
the governor just
that are facing, you know, revenue challenges, and maybe Supervisor Quigley is speaking to that issue, and that a sooner release of those funds would help them either with their 23 budget or budgeting into 24.
There is no guaranteed release without consent of the legislature. It is a discussion that is triggered by the agreement. There is no guaranteed 1%, 2%, 0.5%. It's a discussion that's triggered between the city of Kingston and the county. Those are the only two signatories on the deal.
And it also does require that there's a certain percentage overture that then triggers the conversation. And it's just, I feel like you won't get to that conversation until you know. I'm saying that if you're wanting to propose, you say we don't do anything. If you want to put in front of us some proposal, something that sort of changes what's originally been the agreed upon process, then we could talk about it. But, you know, what are we to do? We haven't agreed. We have a process that we all agreed on.
No, we would just have to. We just have to speed up the process that's there.
And I'm saying put in a resolution that says, that revises the methodology, and we can discuss that.
But isn't that, if I may?
Yeah,
so, I mean, that would require a new agreement between the city of Kingston and the county.
It would mean that
right?
they would have to do it earlier. That would mean that they'd have to agree, and we would
not,
talk about
they're
it.
They're not even required to do that
right.
for
and
10
we could
years,
vote it
right?
Down.
That's a 10-year agreement, 5-year agreement, 26. Right? Yeah, so, I mean, you know,
I,
you think
I understand,
do it,
and I'm
not
saying it necessarily would fly. I'm just saying to suggest we don't do anything about it. We take proposals and we discuss them.
Right. I mean, from a timeline standpoint.
Chair Tavares, I'm having trouble hearing you two.
From a timeline standpoint, we got to close the books for 22 first, so that's your 60 days. I think you're being generous there, but okay.
It's 90.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about March or so, April. Then you have to have the discussion, the actual negotiation between the county and city of Kingston,
which could take 5 minutes.
And then we got to vote on it.
You say that, but that may not be the case. So once that happens, then you go ahead and do it. Is August a little far out? Yeah, I think it's a little far out to be distributing the funds. But I don't see any sooner than May, June. I just don't think that's realistic. This is government.
Yep.
Let's keep that in mind.
Let's leave it there. Perfect way to end it.
Yeah.
This is government.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
I'll second. Did I say it wrong for discussion? All those in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
No. Yeah, I'd love to. I appreciate that. Yeah.